girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because honestly, I want this to be just a little nudge for you. In particular, if you have something that you know that you want to do that would just add some more life to your life. You know what I mean by that? Like maybe it's a hobby that you need to pick up, or it's a date night that you just need to prioritize, or it's a girls trip, or that trip that you've been talking about doing with your sister, or visiting your mom or your grandparents, or maybe it is just like picking up a salsa dancing class, or finally going to that like random workout class that you've been thinking about doing. And it's not just about getting towards your goals or growing in your career or showing up for everybody else in your life, or doing the thing that's going to drive income into your business, but doing something because it lights you the F up, because our days are numbered here and we don't know the count. And I get it, because it's so easy to start going through the motions or doing all of the things that you need to do to get you closer to where you want to be in your life, your career, your relationships, your business. I get all of that. But gosh, I really just want to like nudge you to say like, you don't know how much time you have. So all of those things that you want to do that are going to light you up, like my intention today is just to nudge you to say, can we put those things more on the front burner? Can we just make time for those things that are going to really light us up? Or honestly, that vacation that you've been talking about taking for years, how can we scooch that up on the timeline? Because here's the thing. I want to kind of set the stage here because this conversation is stemming from two situations that have come up in the last week. So I'm in this group of entrepreneurs, and one of them on one of our group calls mentioned that she had a lump in her breast, and hopefully it's not cancerous, but naturally as humans, sometimes we go to the worst case scenario. She's also a mom. And the question that she asked herself was, of course, first thinking about her kids and like how that her kids would be impacted. But then she thought, have I lived enough? And she shared that with us, and it just hit me to my core because I'm so motivated to show up and live life because of the fragility of life. If you didn't know, my husband Cena lost his dad July 4th of 2021. I've lost two friends at age 30. So like the fragility of life is such a fire under my booty, but it's so easy to get caught up in the season of life that you're in and start going through the motions and not make time to do the things that light you the F up and just make you so excited to be you, or just do things that like are honestly so fun and there's no ROI on your business or on your income or on your career path, but you just do it because it's like, it's just about living. It's about living enough. And that conversation was so powerful. And obviously, you know, I don't want this episode to feel super heavy, but I do want it to light a little fire under you because you know the things in your life that you're not prioritizing because you're saying, you know, I'll get to that later. I'll get to that later. Well, let me share with you something else that happened. My husband, Cena, and I were on a hike with our son, Brody, here in Denver, where we live. And as this man was walking towards us on this trail, like he was just a stranger, he was passing us on the trail, I noticed right away that he looked a lot like Cena's dad. And then he actually stopped us and he was like, oh, how old is your son? Look at you guys. You're out here exploring and taking him in the fresh air. Like, look at you. You're out here living. And obviously because he looked like Cena's dad and he was even Persian like Cena is and like his dad was, and he talked like him and he said, you're out here living. Obviously, that's not like a really crazy thing for a stranger to say, but the context of him looking like and sounding like Cena's dad and the fact that Cena's dad passed in 2021, it just kind of hit me to my core because I remember what Cena's dad did. He worked so hard his whole life and he got to the end of his life and he was close to retiring when his cancer came back and he passed. He didn't get to do the things that he was going to do after he retired and all the traveling and all the extra things that he wanted to do. He didn't have time to do that because his time was gone. And I'm not saying that to scare you by any means, because we all know that life is fragile, but like, are you waiting to live? Are you waiting to do the things that are going to get you excited? Because you're like, you know what, after this crazy season at work, or, you know, when the kids go back to school, or, you know, in a couple of years, we're definitely finally going to take that trip together. Or, you know what, after this season in our, you know, marriage, then we're going to start prioritizing date night. We're going to start, you know, I'm going to make time for that girls trip that I've always wanted to do. It's like, gosh, when can we put it on the calendar? Because it was interesting on that hike. After we passed this man, I was saying to Sina, you know, whoa, that was jarring because he looked like your dad. He sounded like your dad. He said something that your dad would say, like, that was wild. Girl, you know, I feel like it's kind of my duty to make sure that I loop you in on things that I'm obsessed with. And maybe you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you've heard me talk about this company before, or maybe you're brand new. The company is ClearSkin. And if you don't know, they are my favorite skincare line. I've been using them for over 6 years now. It is non-toxic, anti-acne, no hormone disruptors, anti-aging, no like crap in it or pore clogging ingredients. Like, I love, love, love the skincare line. I'm actually not even acne prone and it's amazing. But if you happen to be acne prone, this is going to be your jam. And in addition to the skincare line that I'm obsessed with, literally their face wash, their scrub, both my husband Sina and I use it. They've got incredible serums. They've got one called Bounce Back that really like makes your skin feel tight, like a tight baby butt. And then they've got Hydra Berry moisturizer, my favorite moisturizer. I put it on at night and then I wake up and my skin just feels so smooth and hydrated, like deep hydration, especially if you're going to be in the sun at all. Like, hopefully the sun's coming out where you're at, but gosh, I love that. And speaking of sun, their sunscreens are also incredible too. I even put their sunscreen on my son, like my human baby son, Brody. And in addition, I have to tell you, they just came out with a luxury hair care line, which also has no pore clogging ingredients. And I switched to this hair care line like as soon as it came out because I was noticing like on my hairline, I was getting these weird little like bumps. And don't even get me started on the postpartum like hair loss thing, but I was getting these bumps on my hairline and it was almost like I was like breaking out on my hairline. And I started using their hair care products, their shampoo and their conditioner, and it's completely gone. So I'm obsessed with that too. Like I said, I've been using these products for years. I highly recommend you check this out because of all of the products that I've ever mentioned on this show over the last 5.5 years, I get so many DMs and text messages from those of you that finally try ClearSkin and you're like, oh my God, Kaish, where has this been my whole life? So seriously, try them out. You can head to clearstemskincare.com. Use code Kaisha, K-A-C-I-A, to get a sweet discount. Or if you're cruising on the freeway right now, you're doing a workout, you're on a walk with your dog, you're like, I got to pick up the dog poop, whatever. Check the show notes. You can just literally tap the link and use code Kaisha. Check them out. As always, please let me know what you think. And without further ado, let's dive back into the show. And then I started asking him, like, are there things that you think we need to get on the calendar? And one of the things that came up for me was, you know, we have a 6-month-old son. And I've mentioned on the podcast before too, like in the next couple of months, we might even start trying for number two, which for those of you that have two like really young that are close in age, like, I don't know, maybe I'm entirely insane, but it's something that we've talked about. And I was like, do we want to get a trip? Like just the two of us, we've got an awesome family trip coming up and we do a lot of travel with our son. And, you know, I'm so grateful that we have the opportunity to have this freedom and flexibility to do a lot of stuff as a family. But like, do we want to get another trip like on the books, just you and I, even if it's just a little weekend getaway? Because we haven't actually left our son overnight before without us there, obviously. I mean, and, you know, I was like, should we do that? And then I started talking to him about my grandparents. My grandpa is not in the best health. And I'm like, do I need to get a booked trip on the calendar for you and I to go with Brody to go see my grandparents in New Mexico? I'm like, should we do that soon? Because soon could be relative, right? It could be in months. It could be in 3 months, 6 months. I mean, like, should we get this on the calendar to do in the next month? And again, I understand the privilege of the flexibility that we have as entrepreneurs, but it's like more so I'm saying this just to kind of give you little slivers of things that might be relevant in your life. Is there something that you've been saying that you've wanted to do that we need to just get it booked? Like, we need to just do a little nudge. We need to get it on the freaking calendar and make time for it. And maybe it isn't a trip for you. Often whenever I think about things that I want to do, it's trips of like people that I want to see. Maybe you've got that girlfriend from college or that you used to work with, or, you know, you've been talking about doing this girls trip to go to this concert. Maybe you want to go see Taylor Swift. Like, I don't know what it is, right? That thing that you've wanted to do, like, can we put it on the calendar? And if the trip doesn't apply to you in this season, you're like, no, Keish, there's not any trips coming up, or that I know that I need to book, or I'm traveling a lot, or whatever that looks like. Maybe it's just something that you need to do just for the hell of it, because it would just light you up and make you excited. And I don't know what living and feeling like you've lived enough now feels like to you, but when you hear that question, have I lived enough? What resonates for you? Because for me, I just think about memories and experiences and just wanting to like savor seasons. Like, I don't want to live in fear, because obviously none of us know how much time we have here. I hope that we've got years and years and years ahead of us, but we just don't know. And we don't have to use that as a scary thing, but more as a fuel source to say, like, let's soak it up while we're here. Of course, do the things that are going to get you closer to your goals, because I know that that matters to you. And as humans, we love progress. We love growth. I almost said that as one word, progress and growth. We love proth, but truly, like, I get it. But sometimes I think we got to do the stuff that doesn't have an ROI of growing us in our business or getting us closer to our health goals. Or honestly, it's not that I don't care about all the inner work. I think the inner work really matters. But if you're constantly spiraling into like all of this work that you need to do on yourself, I want to challenge you to say, like, when's the last time you just played? When did you just sign up to do something just because it's going to light you up, or it's going to bring you joy, or it's just going to be funny or push you outside of your comfort zone? And not even outside of your comfort zone in a way that you need to grow and evolve, but like just because it's going to make you feel uncomfortable and you might giggle a little bit like a little kid. Like, where are you missing that life in your life? And I just like, I care so much for all of you that listen to this podcast, for you specifically. I'm talking directly to you. When I say, I want you to live a life that you're obsessed with, I don't want you to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here with the coulda, woulda, shoulda, wondering what would have happened if you would have gone for it. Or I don't want that person that you've been wanting to book that trip with, or you wanted to, like, you know, deepen your relationship with, or you've wanted to do something super fun. Like, you've been talking with your sister or your mom about, like, we need to go to Italy. We need to do that thing. Like, I'm not saying that you have to do it now, but I'm saying, let's get it on the freaking calendar. So someday actually has a date associated with it, because we just don't know how much time we have. And I don't want us to go through the motions or go through the seasons or say, you know what, this chapter is kind of busy right now. So maybe next month, maybe next month, maybe next month. Because all of a sudden it's been a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you didn't take that trip. You didn't do that thing that you wanted to do. And gosh, girl, if I could just like jump through your phone, if you're listening to this or in your car or you're in the shower and I just pop in your shower, I'm like, girl, let's freaking go. You deserve a life that you're obsessed with. And you're going to have to be the one that gives it to yourself. So, have you lived enough? Are you living enough now? Let's make it count while we're here. Don't get to the end. Don't wait until you're 50, 60, 70, 80. Like, don't wait to live. Let's live now. You know? I love you. I'm rooting for you. And as always, if this episode hit home, you know where to find me. I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.